Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. So, a few weeks ago, we were in 2 Corinthians 4, speaking of the life of a Christian Paul telling us that though the outward man perish, that is the flesh, the inward man is renewed day by day. That is, that new life, that is, that which is begotten of God, that is not the flesh, but the inward man is renewed day by day. How is it renewed? It is renewed by faith. And faith comes by hearing, the Apostle Paul tells us. Hearing what? Hearing the Word of God. And this Christian walk is, that is, the walk of the inward man, that is, the walk of the born again man, not of the flesh, but of the inward man. Is done by faith. The Christian has promises of God. That are not seen. Paul's personal testimony in Romans 7, it's something that if you haven't lately, you should read, wherein he says, that which I would do, I find myself not doing, and that which I hate, I find myself doing. Paul's getting down to the nitty-gritty. And he's talking about that which is seen, as opposed to that which is not seen. This Christian life is tough. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. Because the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are unseen are eternal. Well, Don, then, are you telling me that The Christian has to have blind faith? No, I'm not. This book, which we call the Bible, it is that vehicle which God has chosen to reveal himself, and in that revelation, we come to an understanding that he is faithful, and in the revelation, he shows us his faithfulness, and even some of that in the earth. That is, that which can be seen, that we might have confidence that what cannot be seen will be seen. I want to begin a series on that subject, which God declared and which can be seen if one would look, in the earth, that our faith in that which cannot be seen will be established, will grow, will manifest, because our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ is looking for faith. Jesus said, when I return, shall I find faith? He didn't say, will I find some religious performance? My goodness gracious, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you come to an understanding that when God manifested himself in the flesh, the ones who rejected him were religious people. I'm calling this series The Time for Hiding is Over. And I want you to open your Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 7. (Clears throat) The text is kind of long, but we have time. So, endure with me as I read. And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto the prophet, unto Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains, a tent. And Nathan said to the king, go, do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, go, tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, shalt thou build me an house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. And in all places wherein I have walked with all, listen, with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel? Jesus said, feed my sheep. And in that temptation in the wilderness, where Satan challenged Jesus to turn the stones into bread after 40 days of fasting, though in the flesh he hungered, his response was, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. And therefore we have food which is other than bread, the word of God, which this ministry exists not only to declare, but to feed God. People. Walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build ye not me an house of cedar? Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcot, from following sheep, the sheep, to be a ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou went, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. for the last couple of weeks. We have been on the names of God. My goodness, almost 50 years ago, I was a student in the Dale Carnegie courses, and one of the rules for human relationships, and there were many, was that a man's name is the sweetest and most important sound in any language. And I can take from that understanding the importance of the name, not only my name or not only your name, but God's name. And we're continuing on the names. I have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great that are in the earth. Now God says something. Let's establish just for a moment the context. God had given David rest roundabout from all his enemies. God speaking, and he says, I was with thee whithersoever you went. And cut off, God, I have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight. David's kingdom was established, and he ruled over the territory from the Mediterranean Sea to the Euphrates. And he ruled over it all. Now, through God's prophet, God's truth teller, Nathan, the 10th verse says, moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. Wait a minute. This statement speaks of the future, not of the present. David is ruling. And in the context, has a place It's established. But God says, I will. He's beginning to tell before it happens what will happen. And it goes on to say in verse 11, and since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. Now, that's King James translation. The word, and you have the alternative in the margin. A dynasty. Something that is continual. Listen. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels. I'm not going to get into that funny translation. And I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build an house for my name. And I will establish, it doesn't say the house that was built for his name will be established, but it says, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men, but my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee, and thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak to David. And then went King David in and sat before the Lord and said, it's good for us to spend time with God. David has a heart to heart here with God. And he says, who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? Brought me to this place. And this was yet a small thing in your sight, O Lord God. But thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. Is this the manner of a man? O Lord God, is this the law of a man? Is this the word of a man? No. And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knows thy servant. For thy word's sake, and according to your own heart, Hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them? Because of this, thou art great, O Lord God. For there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Faith comes by hearing. And what nation in the earth is like unto thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself, for himself, and to make him a name, to make for him a name, and to do for you great things and terrible for thy land, before thy people, which thou redeemest to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. The nations he's speaking of are all those enemies which David fought with and overcame. Who now had rest from all those enemies and their gods. The 24th verse says, for thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever, and thou, Lord, art become their God. We could read over this quickly. But I would have us look a little closer at what this says. It says, for you, God, David is speaking to, has confirmed to thyself. You know, the Hebrew is a picture language. One word can have many meanings. But as we look at the meanings, I hope that the sense of this word being translated confirmed might have influence on all of us to give us a sense. He says he's confirmed to himself his people Israel. The word in Hebrew is kun. It means to be set up, be established, be fixed. It means to be fixed, be securely determined, to be erected aright, to be prepared, arranged, make firm, to fix, make ready, prepare, provide for, furnish. to be prepared, to be ready. To be established, to be restored. This is what David is saying God has done for himself. That he's going to do for his people Israel. To be a people unto thee forever. And thou, Lord, art become, I would say, our God. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, his dynasty, establish it forever and do as thou hast said. And let thy name be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. And let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. Little different inflection, same sound in that Hebrew word being translated establish. In it, here is a sense, it means to arise, to become powerful, to come on the scene, to stand, endure, to be proven, to raise up, to rouse, to stir up. There is even a sense in this word being translated established to investigate. He goes on to say, for thou, O Lord of hosts, that means the Hebrew is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, that is, not only Lord of animate, but Lord of inanimate objects, Lord of everything. God, through this name, we understand, is in control of everything. Do we see that control manifested in our lives every day? I say no, but we know this name. And though we may find ourselves in circumstance which seems to deny its very name, we do, through the hearing of God's word, continue to grab hold not only of that name of God, but the promises he made. and those being more real. Then any circumstance we may find ourselves in, we continue to grab hold of those promises by faith, by that gift of faith, by as that those wonderful words found in the second book of Esdras, and you know, if you're not familiar with that book, well, we're not going to take time out. We're just going to use the words, that treasure of faith. Back to the text. Verse 27, for thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, has revealed to thy servant, saying, there's an alternative in the margin to this word revealed, has opened the ear of your servant. Let him who has ears to hear, let him hear. Saying, I will build thee an house. Therefore hast thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. And now, O Lord God, thou art that God, and thy words be true, and thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Therefore now let it please thee to bless the house, the dynasty of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For you, O Lord God, have spoken it, and with thy blessing, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. It's a lot of text. What's being said here? What's being said is that God will establish the throne of David forever. In the 89th Psalm, it says, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant, your seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah, think of that. When you encounter this word, Selah, it means think of that. It says, I have, in the 20th verse, I have found David my servant with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. 24th verse, but my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. The word their horn, understand power. My mercy will I keep for him forever. The word is hesed. It means mercy. It means loving kindness. We could even say grace, that is unmerited favor. He's not doing this because David deserved it. He's doing it to show his grace. Which is our hope, wherein we have confidence. By grace are ye saved, through faith, that not of yourselves. My mercy will I keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Thirty-third verse, nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. This word being translated here, faithfulness, it's a derivative of the word amen. We have taught often that most transliterated word in any language, amen, the essence of the word means no doubt. God has no doubt that what he says will be. He says, my covenant will I not break, neither alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me, it shall be established forever as the moon. And a faithful witness in heaven, Selah. What is being declared here? If you haven't got it, let me put it in plain English. God in 2 Samuel, God in Psalm 89 is saying, as long as there is a sun in the day and a moon at night, that David's throne will be established on the earth forever. And the question becomes, where is this throne? Where is the seed of David sitting on a throne, ruling over his people, Israel. God is revealing this to us through his word. And, you know, those who read through the Bible in 82, 92, 2002, never stop and say, wait a minute. God said this. He says, as long as there's a sun and moon, that David's throne will be established, that his seed sitting upon it shall rule over Israel. God made this promise to make a name for himself. David didn't see it, but he had the understanding, and as he was before the Lord, after hearing that which the prophet Nathan said to him, and he prays and says, establish it forever. Do as thou hast said, and let thy name be magnified forever. What promise of God do you have concerning your life that's not being manifested? If we would pray, with this motivation, as David had, and pray as David did, do as thou hast said, and let thy name be magnified forever. We might see a few more results in our prayer, but whether results come or not, by faith we do pray. Do as thou hast said, and let thy name be magnified. Let thy name be magnified forever. This is a lot of text. And we're just beginning this story. And to investigate, as allowed by that word in verse 25, translated established, where is the throne of David and his seed ruling over Israel today? Because if it's not, if it cannot be found, then how can the Lord's name be magnified? Because he said, and we do live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If the throne can't be established, if it cannot be found, wherein shall we have confidence in what God has said, in what he has promised to his chosen, to whom he gifted faith? And faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. I think this subject, which is ignored, in that which is called the churches or the Church of Jesus Christ, the church is a people who belong to the Lord, and those whom God has gifted to the church, he gifted to give edification. He gifted to, through his word, add confidence, which is part of faith, to his people. God says something astounding in these verses, and they're not alone. They don't stand by themselves. There is a myriad of revelation that goes with these verses. Where is that throne? And where is his seed? His people, Israel. Stay tuned, because that's what we are about, to put on display that the faith of God's people, his church, might be strengthened. And that's the God School for today.